I tell you, somebody around these parts who has the boogie fever, it is our producer Rob. He normally comes in a bit later, but he's in nice and early talking all things rugby league. Mate, the big State of Origin win for the Blues yesterday.
How fantastic was last night? Fantastic performance. If you wanted to sell that game to people, that is everything rugby league is. Fantastic performance from New South Wales to get the win, one up in the series.
I think more importantly, though, we got to stick it up Kev because he was pretty excited about the Maroons win.
Absolutely. It's fantastic video up on the 2NURFM Facebook page. Check it out. Giving it to Kev.
Well, look, we'll have a look at this week's games. It is a slightly shortened round for NRL action this weekend. You've got the Storm and the Knights, so I'm guessing you're tipping the Knights.
Not quite. Kicking off on Friday night at Amy Park, Jesse Bromwich returns for Melbourne. It's just going to be a bit too hard for the Storm to get up, to not beat Newcastle. It's just going to be too difficult for the Knights. They'll try hard. They'll give a good account of themselves for probably the first hour, but just the class to Melbourne's going to seek through at the end.
Then we've got Parramatta, and they've got the Warriors this weekend.
Yeah, so a rare Friday night game in Australia for the Warriors. Kieran Foran returning to face Parramatta for the first time since he walked out of them last year. Parramatta's just playing very classy at the moment. I'm really impressed with them. And so much so, I think that if they can put a few more wins together, they could be a threat to make the finals this year.
And you've got some thoughts on the Dragons-Tigers clash?
Well, nothing's going right for the Tigers at the moment. Josh Dugan and Gareth Widdop are set to make their returns. Tyson Frizzell also a chance to come back after playing fantastically last night for New South Wales. It's too hard to see anything other than a Dragons win.
And then the Roosters have got the Broncos.
Well, talk about uncertainty about who's going to back up from State of Origin. You've got the Roosters with 5 players, Brisbane with 6 players out. I'd find it highly unlikely to think that Anthony Milford or Mitchell Pearce are going to play. So it's a bit of a flip of the coin in this one, but I think being based in Sydney, go with the Roosters.
And then you've got the Cowboys, and they've got the Titans as well this weekend.
Well, we got up in North Queensland, Jonathan Thurston an outside chance to play. Whether or not some of the Titans players back up Nathan Peets and Jarrod Hayne, but I like the Cowboys in this one up at 1300 Smile Stadium.
Manly have got the Raiders.
Yeah, both sides, they're playing some exciting football at the moment. Manly still with a few players out. I don't know if Nate Miles will be backing up. He might be facing a possible suspension. But go with Manly at Lotto Land. They're playing some really exciting football, which is great to see.
Bit nervous. Should I be backing the Bulldogs against the Panthers? Your thoughts?
Well, Penrith, they've gone all out. They've been struggling for a little while. They had a couple of nice little wins. They've had a few injuries, so they've decided to change things up. Matt Moylan, the captain, he's played fullback throughout his entire NRL career. He's moving to 5'8 this week. Mitch Rain, the former Dragons hooker, he'll come back and play his first game for the Panthers this week. Bulldogs, they were really good in losing against Cronulla last week, but I think that if Penrith can put it together, they'll get the 2 points in this one.
And even if we don't do that well out of the tipping comp this week, because I dropped nearly 100 places, you went up, didn't you?
A little bit. Small steps up the mountain.
I'm late 300s. We might look at that next week, but all that counts this week is that the Blues had a win. Pretty exciting stuff.
Fantastic.
2NURFM 103.7.